Good morning. It's Tuesday, July 5th. Here are your top stories from the Sacramento Bee. First, the weather. Sacramento will be sunny with a high near 83 degrees. Tonight will be clear with a low around 59. Winds could be as high as 11 miles per hour. Now let's start things off in Sacramento. Five people were shot, one of whom was killed, early Monday in downtown Sacramento, police say, the second mass shooting in the city's core in 3 months. Sacramento Police Chief Kathy Lester said the shooting took place outside the Mix downtown nightclub at 16th and L Streets as the club was closing down. Family and friends identified the fatal victim as Greg Najee Grimes, 31, a former football star at Boise State University who had returned home to coach and teach at Indicom High School. Police said the four surviving victims were in stable condition. Lester said police received the first call about the shooting at 1:51 a.m. and that police believed the shooting took place outside along 16th Street. No suspects are in custody and police are seeking the public's help to determine what may have sparked the violence. Lester said police do not know whether there was more than one shooter. In more local news, homeless numbers in Placer County have remained virtually unchanged in the past 2 years, according to a new report released this week. A total of 750 individuals experience homelessness on any given night in Placer County, according to a federally mandated point-in-time homeless count released Thursday. In 2020, the last time the count was conducted using the same method, officials counted 744 unhoused people. Given the marginal increase in the homeless count despite population growth throughout the county, Placer's rates of homelessness has slightly decreased in the two-year period since the last count, according to Placer Department of Health and Human Services Director Rob Oldham. The Placer County numbers were released days after Sacramento County published its report, which found that the county's homeless population had doubled in 3 years, surpassing that of San Francisco. Moving on to state news. The Internal Revenue Service has sent letters to taxpayers throughout California telling them they owe money, and hefty penalties and interest, for their 2021 taxes even though they had already paid everything they were obligated to pay. Tax preparers throughout the state have heard from anxious clients about the written notices, clients who generally have paid on time for years. Spittal, a California-based firm that follows tax issues, said it contacted the IRS and confirmed that this appears to be a system-wide issue. IRS told the Bee they do not believe this to be a widespread problem. The agency said that it is aware that a small set of taxpayers may have received a notice CP-14 after paying their tax balance in full. Taxpayers who receive this notice and have paid their balance due can disregard this notice, according to the IRS. And lastly, in entertainment news, Amber Heard's lawyers have asked a judge to throw out the $10.35 million verdict against her in the defamation case filed by ex-husband Johnny Depp, arguing that the verdict was not supported by the evidence and that one of the jurors may not have been properly vetted by the court. In post-trial motions filed Friday, Heard's attorneys call the jury's June 1 award of $10 million in compensatory damages and $5 million in punitive damages to Depp excessive and indefensible. They asked the judge to set aside the verdict and dismiss Depp's lawsuit or order a new trial. Immediately after the verdict, the judge reduced the compensatory damages to $350,000 under a state cap. Depp sued Heard for libel in Fairfax County Circuit Court over a December 2018 op-ed she wrote in the Washington Post describing herself as a public figure representing domestic abuse. Depp's lawyers alleged he was defamed by the article even though it never mentioned him by name. That's all for today. For more top stories and to subscribe, visit sacbee.com. Thank you for listening. Take care.